White, St. Helena, California, August 27, 1906. My dear son, I thank you for the letters you have written to me. I do not expect you will find time to write me frequently, at great length. I am always glad to receive letters from you, even when they contain but a few lines. We have suffered intensely with the heat. I find it nearly impossible to work, excepting during the cool mornings. My head and eyes have been taxed very severely. Last Thursday, after riding out in the heat of the day, I was taken very sick. I could eat no dinner. Friday morning, I presented my case before the throne of grace, and I was assured that the Lord heard and answered my prayer. Last week, I felt unable to go to Oakland, but Sabbath morning, I felt impressed to speak at the sanitarium. The chapel was filled. Some of the patients in wheelchairs were brought in. I was richly blessed. I spoke with great freedom, and the Spirit of God sent the truth home to many hearts. I am expecting to go to Oakland at the end of this week. I should be pleased to be with you in Colorado, but there is more work here than I can do justice to. Last Friday morning, just before I awoke, a very impressive scene was presented before me. I seemed to awake from sleep, but was not in my home. From the windows, I could behold a terrible conflagration. Great balls of fire were falling upon houses, and from these balls, fiery arrows were flying in every direction. It was impossible to check the fires that were kindled, and many places were being destroyed. The terror of the people was indescribable. After a time, I awoke and found myself at home. I see that the end is near, and I wish to do my work quickly. This morning, I awoke at 1 o'clock. I felt very weak, but by claiming the promises of God, and by bracing myself in His strength, I have been enabled to write page after page in my diary before daybreak. The word comes to me, "Fail not, neither be discouraged. The Lord is your helper, your strength. Put your trust in Him, and He will sustain you. His light will shine upon your pathway. Look unto Jesus, and you shall not be broken, nor can you be overcome by Satan. I know that the Lord will give us most precious victories. I have this assurance from Him, and I will not be disheartened. I am bidden to bear the decided messages the Lord gives me. If men will receive the words of the Lord, and will turn from their own ways, if they will choose to be guided and controlled by Him, our churches will see of His great power in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I am to speak plainly and decidedly, whether men will hear or whether they will forbear. I have had many things open to me, but it is not my duty to reveal all that will surely come to those who manifest a spirit to walk contrary to the way God has marked out for them. Every one will be rewarded according as his work shall be.